This is Feldenkrais San Diego, and we're going to do a Feldenkrais awareness through movement lesson. So please lie on your back and get comfortable there. Notice how you make contact as you lie here on the floor. Get a sense of what parts of your back touch the floor. You'll notice parts of your back making contact with the floor. Please bend your knees and stand both feet so that your feet are standing on the floor, the knees are bent, and both knees are pointing toward the ceiling. So with the knees bent, with the feet flat on the floor, press the feet a bit and lift the pelvis so that you can begin to lean weight on the shoulders. So the pelvis lifts a bit away from the floor and the weight is poured up onto the shoulders. And with your weight on your shoulders, breathe here and begin to just breathe and listen to the air moving in the chest. And as you continue to breathe with your pelvis lifted, take your breath into the right shoulder. So move the breath toward the shoulder. And think of taking the breath and letting the breath from the inside move toward the shoulder, toward the right clavicle. Begin to think of moving the air in the chest and pressing the clavicle from inside. So it's as if you're pressing or molding the inside of the chest. So play with that idea of each time you inhale, moving the breath toward the clavicle, the collarbones, where the collarbone is the right clavicle. So bring breath and move breath toward the right clavicle, toward the right shoulder blade. See about moving breath, and with your inhalation, see about moving it into your right shoulder. And just see what areas can you move the breath into in the right side of the shoulder. Particularly bring it to the right clavicle, the right collarbone. And as you lean weight on the shoulders like this, see if you can direct the breath to move into that area. And as you do that, as you direct your inhalation toward your right shoulder area, begin to notice that it rounds that area and it fills that area, and then the area begins to move outward a bit. All right, so you're taking air into the upper right corner of the chest. All right, begin to really feel that. As you bring your breath with the inhalation toward the right side of the shoulder, that you're creating this internal space and you're directing the air, and you can actually feel that the right shoulder, the right clavicle, the right collarbone protrudes forward. It rounds a bit. When you're using your inhalation to direct the breath from inside your chest, right? As if the breath were inside moving, pressing, and feel that creates this rounding, this softening area. So you'll feel that it's moving the area underneath the clavicular bone, under the clavicle, under the collarbone. All right. And then leave that alone and rest on your back. And notice as you rest on your back, can you sense a difference in the two sides of your chest, in the way the two shoulder blades lie on the floor? The feeling is that there can be something soft on the right side. See if you can notice that. And once again, bend both knees, stand the feet. With the feet standing, press the feet a little bit and feel that you can lift the pelvis a bit away from the floor. And shift the weight toward the upper left side of your shoulder. And now direct the pressure of the air toward the left shoulder blade, up near the neck, near the shoulder. You're directing the breath toward the left shoulder. And you direct the breath with the inhalation. So you're breathing normally, but feel that there's something you can do with the breath. Sort of an expansion. You're moving the pressure of the air, the pressure of the breath toward the left shoulder blade, toward the left clavicle, and feel you're creating space and room. Feel how it rounds and expands there, as if you were pushing from the inside, right? Where your lungs are, you're pushing through toward the clavicle, toward the clavicular bone on the left side. And just feel that area, right? That area right below the collarbone. Feel how that rounds a bit and expands. Feel how it can soften. And just playfully explore this. See if it can become clearer. Feel that with the inhalation, you bring attention, you direct air toward the left shoulder blade. And then you move the air, creating this pressure toward the clavicle. So you're creating more space between your shoulder blade and your front of your chest, right below your collarbone. I feel you're filling in that whole area. You're directing air internally within the left shoulder and moving air within the left shoulder inside with the inhalation. Explore that idea. Explore that sensation. And the whole time the pelvis is lifted a bit off the floor and the weight is leaning on the shoulders, particularly on the left shoulder, as you bring air and pressure into the left shoulder and see what you can do with creating that space internally, directing the movement of your breath in the left shoulder. Leave that alone and roll onto your back. Take a break on your back. And just pause. And as you lie here, listen to what's occurring. Listen to feel if there are changes, if there are differences that you notice in how you fit on the floor. And resting on your back with your legs long like this, do the same thing. Bring air into the chest and pay attention to protruding the inside of the chest, moving the inside outward. So direct the air and the pressure of the air toward the upper ribs on the right side. So you're doing the same thing. This time your legs are long and you're taking the air and you're directing the air toward the large muscles on the right side, the pectoral muscles on the right side. So begin to explore this idea of, with the legs long this time, directing the breath to protrude inside to the top of the chest under the clavicle. Right? Explore that. Feel how much space you can create. Can you soften this area and allow this right side of the chest, the upper chest, to protrude forward, to round forward? Can you feel just with your inhalation that this area begins to move? Right? It begins to soften. Discover that. So you're pressing with your breath inside your chest toward the clavicles, right? And you're really in all directions. There's this expansion, this creating this space. And now bend the left knee and stand the left foot. So the left foot is standing on the floor. Press through the left foot. The left hip lifts and it pours the weight toward the right. So the right side of the pelvis takes more weight. And begin to feel by pressing through the left foot. Begin to feel that it's a little bit easier to lean weight onto that right shoulder blade. And as you lean weight onto the right shoulder blade, also notice how you can create space with the breath, with the inhalation. Feel how you create space between the shoulder blade and you're directing the air upward toward the clavicle, toward the pectoral muscle. See if you can create that space, a spaciousness, really, as you move the whole area, feel how it expands. Right, so you're still creating this. You're pushing the air upward so it protrudes the chest right under the clavicle. And you're using your breath to do that with. And you're pressing through the foot, feeling that that assists in this ability to direct the expansion, specifically the right upper chest area. Right, discover that. So the whole chest, upper chest, the right side expands and rounds with each inhalation. You're directing the pressure to that area below the collarbone. Pay attention that it can really round and expand and be pressed from inside. Right, feel there's a pressure inward that's moving outward. And take a rest from that. Leave it alone. And with both legs long, go ahead and take the weight toward the left shoulder blade. Both legs are long, but you're directing your breath toward the left shoulder blade and to the left clavicle, below the left clavicle, that area of the chest. And begin to direct the air, the breath, inside. Begin to direct it so you feel with the inhalation there's an expansion, there's a rounding. It's as if you take your breath toward the shoulder blade on the left side and then feel that it bounces upward toward the left clavicle and creates more space between the shoulder blade and the clavicle. So that space becomes wider and that allows the clavicle to protrude away from the shoulder blade. So you're creating this space internally by directing the breath. And just discover how to use the breath. The inhalation directs pressure to create space. Right? And now press, bend the right knee, stand the right foot, and with the right foot standing, press through the right foot and feel that rolls the pelvis a bit to the left and it rolls the right corner of the pelvis so that it lifts and it directs pressure toward the left shoulder blade and the left part of the shoulder that touches the floor more. And like this, begin to feel that weight settling on the left shoulder blade. And with the movement, the internal pressure of the air with the inhalation, feel that you press that into the left shoulder blade, into the floor, into the ribs on the left side, and feel how that creates this space and this expansion. So that notice that the left clavicular bone expands and rounds. So you're creating space and distance between the left shoulder blade and the floor and the clavicular bone. So the clavicular bone gets rounded and comes forward. And you're doing this internally with your breath. See if by directing the breath, the inhalation, that you can feel that that left side of the chest softens and expands. This left corner gets softer and comes forward. Explore that. Explore that feeling. Explore that sensation. Right? And with the right foot standing and the right foot pressing, feel that it's a little easier to allow that left side of the chest, the left clavicular bone, to expand forward. The left collarbone can kind of move forward because the breath inside your chest is directed toward that area. Leave that alone and take a break on your back and rest. And just listen to how you settle on the floor now. And lying here with both legs long, begin to take the breath to the sternum. Feel the chest bone in front. So they have these two collarbones, the two clavicular bones that meet right in the middle where you meet your sternum. That's the sternoclavicular notch. There's a little notch there between the two collarbones in the very front of your chest, right below your throat. And that area is what we're thinking of taking forward. So think of taking that area of the chest, the very uppermost part of the chest where the little notch is. Think of taking that forward, using the movement of the breath. So explore that. Explore lifting with the breath, moving that area where the two clavicles meet the sternum. Think of moving it forward. Right? Think of directing air from the inside so that that whole area expands away from the floor and the space between the floor and the front of the sternum is expanded, becomes bigger. Feel what that's like. Explore that sensation. With the inhalation, it's the inhalation that creates that. So when you inhale air, you direct the inhalation high up on the chest so that you feel that there's a rounding, a softening of this area of the upper sternum. Feel that you can start to notice a space between where the shoulder blades are in the back and where the upper sternum, where the sternoclavicular notch is, the area between the two collarbones, that comes forward. Attend to that and see if that can become softer and rounder and come forward more and more. And it's not a big movement, it's just very gently clarifying this soft, right, moving of the inhalation internally. Now bend both knees so the feet are standing. Lift the pelvis a bit from the floor and feel that presses that upper area of your shoulders into the floor. And with the pelvis lifted, with the weight leaning high up on your back, see if you can lean weight so that the large vertebra behind the neck, right between the shoulders there, see if that area can press the floor. And with that area pressing the floor, the uppermost ribs touching the floor, from here, feel that it's easier to take the clavicles forward, right? So it's as if someone's inside the chest with a hand and they're pressing, right? Molding from the inside of your chest, pressing outward. You're using your breath that way to mold the inside of your chest, right? To weld the inside of the chest. So it pushes forward, it gets rounder, right? And creates space forward, right? So as you press that large vertebra between the shoulder blades toward the floor with the breath, it also reverberates forward toward the sternum and lifts the sternum away. So you're creating more space, more depth within the inside of the chest. More space there. Leave that and go ahead and take a rest. And sense as you lie here on your back, see if you notice differences in how you fit on the floor. See if you observe differences in the parts of your back touching the floor. See if you can observe a softness in the chest. Really creating a softness throughout the chest and feeling how this relates to how we breathe and how we move and carry this area. So we're really bringing attention to areas that we don't use or move easily or well, right? That we habitually hold in particular ways. Right? So the movements we're doing, this directing the breath internally, it's not a forceful bearing down. It's using the inhalation to expand and to open and protrude areas, which means that the ribs are separating and opening, and we're creating space. So please, as you lie here on your back, interlace your fingers. So your interlaced fingers are behind the head. Carry the two elbows toward the ceiling. So you're using your arms and your interlaced hands to hold the head. So it's not behind the neck, but behind the head. The part of your head that was touching the floor is now in the basket of your interlaced fingers. And the elbows are moving toward each other so that you can use the arms, the forearms, and the hands as like a basket to lift the head. So use the arms like this. Take the elbows forward toward the ceiling a bit so that the arms lift the head. The neck does nothing, but allow the arms to lift the head a few times. And using the arms to lift the head, go ahead and stand the left leg on the floor. So bend the left knee, stand the foot, lift the head and shoulders, and feel that pushing through the left foot and lifting the head with the arms. Feel that you can press the small ribs toward the floor, right? That area where the right floating ribs touch the floor, right? And now with your breath, move your breath into that area of the waist, of the right waist. So you're pressing, you're welding from the inside with the inhalation, you're pressing these small ribs toward the floor. So there's you're creating this large surface space between the ribs and the pelvis. You're creating this space where you're protruding forward, outward toward the floor. You're softening this area. With every soft inhalation, feel there's an expansion. There's an expansion, an outward expansion. And feel that kind of where the kidney is, that's protruding and pressing toward the floor. And each time you inhale, you create more movement and space in these ribs. You're spreading out these ribs, creating more surface area with each inhalation. And really feel that the hands and pushing with the foot help create this space and this surface area. And we're pressing this area that doesn't always touch the floor, right? You're creating this large surface area between the ribs and the pelvis on the right side there. And then leave that alone and take a rest. Feel the difference between the right side and the left side. What do you sense has changed lying like this? Right, we've worked on the right side. How does it feel in comparison to the left side? So let's work with the left side. Interlace the fingers behind the head again. Bring the two elbows toward each other. Use the arms and the hands to lift the head. Bend the right knee, stand the right foot, and do the same thing here. Begin to press through the right foot, the right hip lifts, and it leans weight, it pours weight, it expands the left small floating ribs toward the floor. It presses the waist area, the surface between the pelvis and the chest is being welded and pressed and expanded into the floor. Feel that surface area expanding with every inhalation. With every inhalation, there's more surface. There's more space being sort of pressed. You're using the inhalation to softly weld these areas, the small ribs, into the floor. Explore that feeling. It's a very soft feeling. And it's very much about creating space between the ribs where things are separating and becoming more spacious. So intend, use the pressure of the air to weld the surface of the floating ribs toward the floor, to press the area between the ribs and the pelvis, press that area of the waist on the left side into the floor. And leave it all alone and rest for a moment. Rest on your back, sensing your connection and your contact with the floor. And lying on the back with the arms at your sides, begin to inhale and press the air, direct the pressure of the air with the inhalation toward below the shoulder blade. So you're lying, your legs are long, your arms are at your side, and you're moving your breath and feeling that the movement of the breath can weld the area below the shoulder blades toward the floor. So first you can press the right side of the area below the shoulder blade toward the floor, and then press the left side of the area toward the floor, then the middle area, the spine, toward the floor, using the directed air and the breath. Feel how that increases the pressure and presses areas, surfaces into the floor. So play with this whole area, this surface below the shoulder blades, this middle back area, and use your breath, direct your breath internally, and feel it's that idea of welding, right? The internally welding the chest area below the shoulder blades toward the floor. Right? The right side, the left side, the middle. Press the area below the shoulder blades with the help of the breath, filling the chest with the air and directing the pressure so you can feel this increase pressure below the shoulder blades. Now use your interlaced fingers behind the head, lift the head using the arms the way we did a moment ago, the same thing. And feel that with the head lifting, you can make it even easier to lean weight and to increase that space and lean weight below the shoulder blades. You can clearly press into the floor and create space in that whole area. Feel that the ribs separate and press from inside, the breath's directed to create that space. Rest, take a break, leave it alone, notice yourself on the floor, and feel what's changing as you lie like this. What surfaces are in contact with the floor? Is there more of your back touching the floor now? Is something heavier or lighter? Get a sense of how you lie here now. And lying on your back, extend the right arm above your head on the floor. Rest the arm above you on the floor. Bend the left knee and stand the left foot. Push through the left foot so you roll yourself onto the right side and the head rests on the right upper arm. And take your left hand, the top hand, underneath the ear of the right side of your head. So you're lifting the head using your left hand. So take the left hand under the head between the right arm and the right side of the head and use the left arm to lift the head away from the right arm. So it lifts high into the air. Lift the head high up into the air, as high as it goes very easily, and feel how this pours weight onto the right side of the waist on the floor. And press again, press those small floating ribs on the right side. Feel that you can direct your breath now and feel that you can create more space. Right, internal, feel that internal pressure leaning, softening the area between the ribs and the pelvis where the waist is. Right. And you can use the left foot the left foot stands on the floor, and feel that if you press through the left foot, that also helps to tilt the pelvis so that, again, more weight leans on the area between the pelvis and the floating ribs. And just that increasing pressure, the internal pressure of the directed breath, welding, molding these areas toward the floor, softening, moving outward toward the floor, these areas, feeling these soft areas pressing the floor. And these are areas that don't always touch, right? So creating more surface space, pressing through the left foot, lifting with the left hand, feel it's in the pressure you're creating internally with your breath. And just move, feel you can move and press parts of your waist into the floor. the side of the waist, since you're lying on your right side. And roll onto your back and rest. Notice yourself lying here. Notice the contact with the floor. Sense differences that are occurring. Please take the left arm and sweep the left arm above the head. Rest the left arm on the floor above you. Bend the right knee, stand the right foot so that the right hip lifts and it rolls you onto the left side. Let the head rest on the upper left arm so you're completely on your left side with your right foot standing. Press the right foot, take the right arm over the top of your head so you take the right arm between the left upper arm and the head so you can use the right hand to lift the head high into the air. So with the head lifting high into the air, feel that presses the left ribs, the left waist into the floor, and then you press through the right foot to direct that pressure, right? So you're creating space, you're opening the ribs, leaning weight on the area between the ribs and the pelvis, creating surface area, and then internally directing your breath, welding from inside toward the outside, welding that area into the floor. With each inhalation, feel that you create more surface area in contact. Feel that you create space between the ribs. Feel this softening that's occurring. Directing the breath inside, welding, using the breath, welding, softening with the inhalation. And please roll onto your back and rest. And resting on your back, sense your connection to the floor, how you make contact lying here. Please bend both knees, stand both feet, so both feet are standing, you're lying on your back, your knees are pointing to the ceiling, your feet are flat on the floor. Interlace your fingers behind your head and use your arms to lift the head a bit, press with the feet a bit, and again, feel that whole area of the low back. Feel how that can press into the floor. The whole area, that surface area, expands and gets larger, the ribs separating from each other. Internally, take the inhalation to create more space and a sort of movement, directing the breath, pressing, welding the areas toward the floor. Right? Just using the soft inhalation, feel how directing the breath like that creates space within the chest and the abdominal cavity. And leave all of it alone and rest on your back. Sense your contact with the floor. And just feel, is there something different about how you fit on the floor, the parts of you touching the floor? How does the breath move within your abdominal area, within your chest? How do you feel it moving the ribs? Where do you feel softer or lighter or heavier? Sense yourself as you lie here. When you're ready, you'll roll to your side and observe yourself in sitting. Notice what's different in your ability to sit. When you're ready, bring it to standing and take it into walking and just feel what changes there have been with such minimal movement and this kind of cultivating this attention to listening to our breath and movement. And just see what we've created here. What differences do you sense in standing and walking? So if you're interested in the Feldenkrais method, and if you've done this, hopefully you're very interested, please come to the website where this podcast lives. It's feldenkraissd.com. and you'll see resources and different things you can take a look at. Also, if you're interested and you're on Facebook, you can like us. It's Feldenkrais San Diego. And we'll be doing another lesson next week. Thanks again.